You're on 981 2NM Thursday morning. We talk motoring with David Brown, who is buckled up in his bucket seat and ready to go. How are you, David?
I'm very well, thank you.
Mate, this is a fantastic idea. Somebody's thinking they're converting some car washes into charging stations.
Yeah, this is Bell Resources, nothing related to the company that was associated with Alan Bond and might not have wanted to be associated
thank
with Alan Bond.
For that.
But Bell Resources, they have bought up 70 car wash sites, 63 of them from one brand and 7 from another, and they've also got 3 other greenfield sites of which they will be establishing ultra-fast electric vehicle charging stations.
When they say ultra-fast electric charging, isn't the charging kind of up to the car itself, like how much charge it will accept?
Yes, but there's some pretty important levels there. The standard plug-in at home single phase is incredibly slow.
Yep.
There's absolutely no doubt. If you have some of these huge, big luxury ones, we talked about the Audi e-tron, you know, it can take you 40 hours to get a full charge in.
Ooh.
You can get a simple, relatively simple, $1,500, $2,000 thing, plus being fitted at home, which can link into a three-phase. You've got to have your house capable for doing that, but you can do that. And that is much, well, it's certainly significantly quicker, but not ultra-fast. You're quite right that some cars don't take the super, super fast ones that can do, but that's part and parcel of us learning and adapting and the products that we're being offered. Now, the Audi e-tron that we talked about a few weeks ago was really one that could charge up in 30 minutes, up to about 80%, to 30, 40 minutes, and that's the sort of supercharge that we're talking about. But what these car washers will be between 175 and 350 kilowatts. Now, the single phase is less than 7. So if you can get over 170 to 350, you can see why there's a significant difference in the time taken.
Where will they be getting their electricity supplied from?
Now, this is an interesting point. One of the things that they will do is have a significant, large enough sort of battery on site. So that means that they will be going solar power. They hope to be carbon neutral, but they will also then be able to charge those batteries overnight at off-peak, both off-peak rates, but also when there is large capacity available. We know at the moment coal fire stations, and I presume they'll be aiming for environmental sustainable charging, but let's assume that you've got even coal fired. What they do, of course, is that they crank those things up in the peak hours and slow them down in the off peak, and the adjustment of that is an enormous task. Well, we could even out that more, whether it become from coal or sustainable, by having local batteries at sites like this that can charge up overnight. And that's how they say that, A, they will be more sustainable, and B, they will be able to keep the price low.
So Bell Resources are going to convert a whole heap of car washers into electric vehicle charging stations. What are they going to be known as? How are they going to brand them?
They're going to call it the Bell Hub. And it will be like a service station. They'll have coffees there, and they'll also put out a big, you know, big sign saying this is what the charge rate is at the moment.
Here's a few things that worry me moving forward, is that one day your car won't necessarily be going very well because you popped into one of those stations and picked up a virus electronically, or the possibility that is the price going to go up on a rainy day and then down on a sunny day? What do you think about those sorts of things, David?
Yeah, they are the sort of adaptability that we're going to have to come to, driven by the market. Now, we saw Uber, who did surge charging, which meant that a $100 long ride suddenly on New Year's Eve became $800, and there was a backlash against that. There's no doubt that we see at the moment people queuing at service stations to get cheap petrol. That may happen, all that, but it is a flexibility and there's a need for an adaptability in the future. I don't think it will stop it happening. I think it'll just adjust how and when and what companies do and what we do in accessing this type of service.
Well, I'm fascinated to know when the first Bell Hub will open up here in the Hunter Valley. We'll keep an eye on it right until that time as we continue to catch up with David Brown every Thursday and talk motoring on 981 2NM. Thank you, David.
My pleasure.